This podcast is presented by the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, CDC, Safer, Healthier People.
Welcome to A Cup of Health with CDC, a weekly feature of the MMWR, the Morbidity and Mortality Weekly Report. I'm your host, Dr. Robert Gaines. Despite taking every possible precaution in the book, parents have been at a loss to keep their children from catching that awful stomach bug known as rotavirus. Nearly every child under the age of 5 years has encountered the illness, which causes diarrhea, vomiting, and dehydration. If severe enough, it can result in a trip to the hospital. But now, parents have a new weapon in the war against rotavirus with the introduction of Rototec, a vaccine designed to prevent this common childhood ailment. Haley Clayton is a researcher with CDC's National Center for Immunization and Respiratory Diseases. She's joining us today to discuss the rotavirus vaccine. Welcome to the show, Haley.
Thanks for having me.
Haley, what makes rotavirus infection such a common illness among young children?
Well, rotavirus is transmitted very easily, and it doesn't take much of the virus to cause an infection. And because it occurs mostly among young children who are very good at spreading germs, it's very difficult to prevent the spread of it.
What steps can parents take to prevent this ailment in their children?
Well, previously, it was very difficult for parents to prevent their children from getting the virus. However, we now have a vaccine that is available that prevents the virus.
How long has the rotavirus vaccine been available and recommended?
Well, it was licensed and recommended in February of 2006, so it's still a relatively new vaccine.
How is the vaccine administered and how many doses are required?
Well, the vaccine is administered by mouth. It is given in 3 doses at 2, 4, and 6 months of age.
Is the vaccine proving to be effective?
Well, in pre-licensure clinical trials, the vaccine was 74% effective against any rotavirus illness, and it was 98% effective against severe rotavirus illness. It's still too early for us to tell how effective the vaccine is now that it's out in the market. However, we do have several surveillance systems that are monitoring this very closely.
Are there any possible side effects?
The vaccine is generally very well tolerated.
Where can listeners get more information about the rotavirus vaccine?
Listeners can go to CDC's rotavirus website, which is located at www.cdc.gov/rotavirus. And rotavirus is spelled R-O-T-A-V-I-R-U-S.
Haley, thanks for sharing this information with our listeners today.
Thanks very much.
Well, that's it for this week's show. Be sure and join us again next week. Until then, be well. This is Dr. Robert Gaines for A Cup of Health with CDC.
For the most accurate health information, visit www.cdc.gov or call 1-800-CDC-INFO 24/7.